772-781-8763. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And I teased this story in the opening, and it's a phenomenal story. LPGA Tour possibly coming back to Florida as soon as next season, 2010. Now, you know that just a couple of years ago, the state of Florida had three LPGA Tour events down in Aventura for the Stanford International Pro-Am at the Turnberry Resort and Spa in Aventura. We, of course, knew for years and years and years we had an LPGA Tour event right here in West Palm Beach at Trump International for the season-ending ADT Championship, and then Orlando had the Ginn Reunion Resort Tournament. All three of those tournaments are gone. None of those three tournaments are on the schedule for this year's 2009 LPGA Tour season. But reading in the May issue of Tee Times News, Lawrence Holyfield, who does a great job in Tee Time News each and every month, has a very, very interesting story on the LPGA Tour perhaps coming back to Florida as soon as next season. Florida without an LPGA Tour stop for the first time and who knows when. But PGA National interested in bringing the LPGA Tour back, and the venue would be the Palmer Course. Director of Golf Operations Jane Broderick at PGA National said, since the LPGA doesn't have a tour stop in Florida anymore, we're working really hard to maybe stir up some interest in that arena. And we'd use our Palmer course, which we renovated back in 2007, and we stretched it to over 7,000 yards in hopes that we would get another professional event. Obviously, it would be, and we're talking about the quote from Jane Broderick, quote, obviously it would be a great feather in our cap to have an LPGA event in the fall and a PGA Tour event in the winter at the same facility on two different courses. That would be a very unique opportunity for us, end quote. Broderick said the process is still in the formative stages, but they have an eye on a meeting with the LPGA Tour in the near future. How about that? LPGA Tour possibly coming back to the state of Florida as soon as 2010, and the venue would be PGA National Resort and Spa, right here in South Florida, in Palm Beach Gardens. And if that would happen, talk about a feather in their cap. I absolutely agree. For PGA National Resort and Spa to have a PGA Tour event, the Honda Classic, every spring in March, and then in the fall, and I would assume the date might be sometime around when the ADT Championship was. Now, we realize the LPGA Tour, their season-ending event, has now moved to Houston, the Stanford Financial Tour Championship in Houston, Texas, the weekend of November 19th through the 22nd. So we're talking about a fall event, maybe September or October or early November at PGA National on the Palmer course. This would be phenomenal. And we know, I mean, it just makes sense for the state of Florida to have at least one LPGA Tour event. For God's sakes, the LPGA Tour headquarters are in Daytona Beach, and they don't have a tournament in the state of Florida when we used to have three. And not only do we need a tournament back in the state of Florida, we need more tournaments in the contiguous 48 states, for crying out loud. We talked about this last week right here on Golf Exchange. It's been five months into the 2009 season, and this weekend in New Jersey at the Sybase Classic, it's only the fourth event in the first 5 months of the LPGA Tour season. There's an event being held on the U.S. mainland, the contiguous 48. They started the season January 24th in Brazil at the HSBC LPGA Brazil Cup. Then in February, they moved to the SBS Open at Turtle Bay. Okay, it's Hawaii. It's part of the U.S., but it's not the mainland. Week after that, they were in Thailand at the Honda LPGA Thailand. Week after that, March 5th through the 8th, which, of course, was the same weekend as the Honda Classic, as you know, HSBC Women's Championship in Singapore. So the first four tournaments, not four consecutive weeks because they took a couple of weeks off, but first four tournaments for the LPGA Tour this year, 2009, they were in Brazil, Hawaii, Thailand, and Singapore. Then the week after that, it was the MasterCard Classic in Mexico. It wasn't until the final weekend of March, March 26th through the 29th, that then they finally made it to the U.S. mainland in Arizona, in Phoenix, for the Golf Phoenix LPGA International. Week after that was the Kraft Nabisco Championship in California. As we know, Brittany Lincecome won the first major of the year on the LPGA Tour at the Dinah Shore Tournament course in Rancho Mirage. Then they go back outside the country. Another tournament in Mexico, second tournament in Mexico, the Corona Championship. After that, last week, we know they were in Williamsburg, Virginia at the Michelob Ultra Open at Kings Mill, a Peak Dye Design. Thank you very much. Christy Kerr won. And then, of course, this weekend, they are in New Jersey for the Sybase Classic presented by ShopRite. Lorena Ochoa, the defending champion. We just went over the leaderboard. Michelle Wee looking like she could possibly win her first career LPGA Tour victory. So count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Only four events on the U.S. mainland now, 5 months into the 2009 season. And they've been to Brazil, Hawaii, Thailand, Singapore, and Mexico twice. Something does not make sense. Carolyn Bivens, hello. Hello, Carolyn Bivens. Paging Carolyn Bivens. Do you realize that interest in your product in the contiguous 48 states is probably as low as it's been in the last 5 years? And I think scheduling is a big part of that. So there's a chance that the LPGA Tour returning to the state of Florida and Palm Beach County in 2010? Thank God. Thank God. So I'm sure this story has more legs. Obviously, it's early going, and we heard from the quote from Jane Broderick, director of golf operations at PGA National, saying that the process is still in the formative stages, but they have an eye on a meeting with the LPGA Tour shortly. So this story obviously has a lot more legs. LPGA Tour perhaps coming back to the state of Florida and Palm Beach County as soon as next season, and the venue could be the PGA National Palmer Course. We will tell you more about this story as we get more news, and we would like to hopefully be joined in the near future, perhaps over the next few months, by either Jane Broderick, director of golf operations at PGA National, and or our good friend, who's joined us many a times on the show, Joel Page, managing partner of PGA National Resort and Spa. We've got a very good relationship with PGA National, and I'm sure when there is more news that's worthy of dissemination, we will be hearing from both of those individuals. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Good friend of the program, this sports professor, Rick Harrow.